Hello and welcome to the Dad and Buried podcast. Or should I say, welcome back to the Dad and Buried podcast after a little bit of a break. It is I, Mike, aka Dad and Buried, here with my lovely co-host Heather, aka Mom and Buried.
Good to be back.
Mom and Buried is in desperate need of a nap this afternoon while we're recording this, so we're gonna put her to work and get her energy levels up, because this is the triumphant return of the Dad and Buried podcast. Sometimes it features my co-host Pete, not here today. Other times it features my co-host Mom and Buried, who is here today, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm at least half here. It's been a long weekend.
It's been a long summer so far, and we have a lot of summer left to go, which is one of the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about what we've been up to since the last season of the podcast and what we're going to be up to the rest of this summer. Some exciting news coming up. Hopefully your subscription has not lapsed. And if this is your first time listening, you know what? Like and subscribe and do all the stuff that the kids on YouTube say.
Yes, like our children, actually.
They're not on YouTube.
They
want to be.
We did get some fun new podcast equipment. And the other day, the hammer was sitting here being like, hey, next we're going to do some YouTube. You know, we're going to do some whatever, Roblox, like and subscribe. Then go check out my brother's channel.
My brother's Minecraft channel. And then it was me yelling from the other room, stop touching that equipment. It's expensive. So hopefully you can tell that we sound a little bit better than we did last season, because we have upgraded the equipment. The material is going to be exactly the same. The hilarious ranting about parenting that you're used to from my Instagram and my social accounts and my newsletter. Mom and Buried, slightly less ranty, slightly more appreciative version. Is that fair?
Yes. Maybe a little bit more quick-witted, clever.
I'm a little one-note. I think we can be honest about that.
You know, maybe hear a little bit more as your co-host this year by popular demand.
Everybody likes you more than me. Our kids like you more than me.
Fair.
You know, the people who listen and who follow us on social media like you more than me.
Smart.
But you know what? People love to hate me, and I appreciate it. One of my favorite things is a little bit of a constructive criticism from my fans and my trolls and my enemies, which is a fair amount, including my kids. Would you call my kids my enemies or my trolls? Probably trolls.
I don't know. A little bit of both, I guess.
So we are, now that we have upgraded the equipment, we are back. We are re-energized. We're going on vacation, which we're going to talk about. So we'll be even more re-energized. Oh, wait, no. We're bringing our kids on that vacation.
Yeah.
So we won't be energized at all when we get back from that. But we do plan to be consistently recording, whether it be me and my wife or me and Pete. Consistently recording and getting the podcast going again for the fall, because we have some some exciting developments this summer, some not so exciting developments will be coming to us this fall, which I'm sure will give us a lot of fodder to talk about. Hopefully, again, you can subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. You can follow Mama Buried and myself on social media, mostly Instagram.
Instagram,
these days.
Yes.
I'm on Threads, the hot new Threads.
Me too. I am also on Threads.
Have you posted a single thing on Threads?
I posted a single thing on Threads, thank you very much. You know, maybe I'll give it more of a whirl.
I don't know it's going to last.
Though, I'm a lot more prolific on stories, you know? So if you go and there's like one post from a while ago, I'm there. I'm there, guys.
I'm on TikTok. You know, I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads. I'm on Facebook. I'm not really on Twitter so much these days because I switched to Threads. We'll see if Threads sticks, but I'm also on this here podcast. We even have a YouTube channel. Recording this right now on YouTube, though.
Sounds like maybe you need to spend more time at home, like cleaning or something.
Well, I'm sorry. I have a day job. I do want to handle the junk drawer. I knocked out the fridge.
That's what my mom calls it.
I hate that, because it's either the fridge or the refrigerator. Calling it the refridge is like, it's not even a nickname anymore. That's just the full formal name.
Well, that's like New England for you.
You're not saving any time.
They say weird things.
But I cleaned out the fridge. You know, I took out the shelves. I wiped them down. I took everything off. Cleaned everything out, got rid of old stuff. It looks immaculate.
Let's be honest, ladies. That's like sexual currency right there. I opened it up and it was amazing.
I'm going to hit the junk drawer next, and you got mad.
No,
it was like,
yes.
Good feeling gone.
You have to realize, though, I had to trip over like laundry baskets and just filth and everything to get to said junk drawer. That's the problem. Like, how about we handle the things that I can see and like need done? Like, let's start there.
We do those all the time, that the junk drawer gets neglected.
That's because we need it all the time.
Well, it's not my fault our kids are slobs.
Is it just the kids? Is it just the kids?
No, you are. That's right. You leave your wet bath towel all over the place, all the time. See, this is the kind of stuff you're going to be getting when Mom and Barry is on. It's not just about the kids. It's about our relationship and, you know, the fact that she's a slob with her bath towels.
Yes, yes. I'm the problem.
So stay tuned for more of this. We will be right back after the break to talk about where we've been and what we're up to next. All right, we are back from our little title sequence. It's nice to hear that again, isn't it, honey? Have you ever even listened to the podcast?
As I've said before, you know, I don't need to listen to the Dad and Buried podcast.
You get the live experience.
I get the immersive experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We should put that on Patreon. If you want to come and live with Dad and Barry for a little while, get the podcast up close and personal for
yeah. Well, we could do like sort of it. Like a house swap situation, only it's I leave. You know, we might have to talk about like if you're in California on a beach.
Or Paris.
Paris, pied de terre. I'm down with that, you know.
But you're taking the kids, obviously, because I can't be here alone. Well,
no,
the kids. Then they, I'm a dad.
No. I mean that they would not be getting an authentic Dad and Buried experience
if I weren't bitching about the kids,
screaming, and getting frustrated with the kids, and just like losing your mind.
You know what? Maybe they'll want to watch me clean the junk drawer. I'm very, very good at it. Do a very efficient job. I think it's pristine for like 3 days, and then Mama Buried starts putting nonsense in it again. And it becomes that.
It happens like once a year. I don't know how many. We wouldn't be able to sell too many immersive experiences based on the junk drawer cleaning.
Well, I could do the fridge too, but that's like once every 2 years.
I mean, that's being gracious.
So that's one of the things we were up to during our break between seasons. I was cleaning the fridge. I did not get to the junk drawer yet.
I think we've covered the junk drawer. Let's move along.
Some other things happened. The pandemic ended. If you haven't heard. Everything's totally
in quotes,
perfect.
It's whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it is what it is. We're
all
still
adapting.
With Mom and Barry being a little bit of high risk and having contracted COVID several times.
We still
remain cautious. You know, we mask when we can. We're actually going to be getting on an airplane later this week. Odds are we will mask.
Yeah.
For that, I think.
But normally we live pretty normal.
We're chill.
Normal
yeah. We
lives,
get on the subway, you know, we live our lives, we do our thing.
I think like most people do, and hopefully normal-ish.
We've been vaxxed multiple times like a bunch of cucks, right? As they say, right? Isn't that what they call you if you've been vaxxed?
I don't know. Sheep. You follow that a little bit more than me. I just believe in like science. I'm like crazy like that.
It's, trust science. That's what I always say, right?
I don't really talk.
You don't
about
have an opinion. You don't talk about science that much. You know what? Maybe we'll have a science corner on the podcast moving forward.
Do you know
in the
who
future.
Loves science.
Yeah, the hammer. We should bring the hammer up. You know what? So that's one thing I did want to bring up. So, Detective Munch is 12. This is his last summer of being 12, and he is desperate to be on the podcast.
Oh
my problem
God, yes.
with him being on the podcast is that he's a ham, and once there's a mic in front of him or a camera on him, he starts acting like an exaggerated a version of himself and trying to fire off jokes and going crazy. Most of his jokes these days involve like, you know, D's nuts and 69 and calling people sus and sexual innuendo that he doesn't understand.
Yeah, well, he said something earlier today, and I'm like, where did you get that? Like, where did you even get that? And you said, oh, from like a meme. And he's like, from middle school. And I'm like, oh, yes. That's even worse.
Yes,
middle school. I'm like, that's a horrible place. He's just like, yes. Yes, it is.
The worst people on earth go to middle school.
And he's a
son excluded.
He's a naturally funny, witty guy. I enjoy talking and hanging out with him. But you're right. Once he's on stage.
Yeah. A different side of him. And we look. And you know what? We encourage. We want him to dabble in the arts. He's such a drama king. We think he would excel. We've had some evidence of that fact. But on the podcast, you know, when it's just us and there's no unforgiving glare of the audience staring at him, he's a little bit nuts. But I would not be surprised if at some point we do have him on.
Yeah, you know, we'll give it I think we should give it a go and see if that tape ever makes the light of day.
Yeah, exactly. We don't, again, we do not have to publish anything we record. We might not even publish this. Who knows who's going to hear this? So he's 12, and the hammer is 7, and he will be – he finished first grade.
That's one of the things that
we completed. Yeah, and one of the things that's happened over the past few months is Mama Bear struggling to come to terms with the fact that he finished first grade and that he's losing his baby teeth. He's got one tooth dangling right now that really like repulses you.
Straight up hillbilly. Sorry. it's just not right. It's like big, Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Because like you know why? We were at Legoland Hotel, had a fabulous time there. But inside the lobby of Legoland Hotel, there's this awesome
castle set up
that kids like run around and play with. And there's a bar next to it.
Yep, that's where we were.
All the parents are like chilling after a great day with their kids at Legoland. And the kids with their like toy swords that they all bought are running like maniacal people in circles.
Just they're being kids. They're running around and over and over, buzzing around like crazy. Right? And we're at the bar drinking.
And it's like
being
the
like, why
witching
are these kids
hour.
So loud?
I don't even think we were yet. We weren't yet. We were supposed to be like getting something.
Yeah,
at
we were
the
like prepping
or whatever. And someone just plowed into the hammer.
No. As we got the story from him, he came down the slide, got up, and started running back to the stairs for the slide and ran right into the back of some kid's head.
Oh.
That's what happened.
So my maniacal child ran right into a person.
Yeah. We never heard anything from that kid or his parents. So we may get a subpoena at some point.
I mean, I think, let's say, they're all at fault. We all agree.
No,
all the kids are maniacal.
The mission statement of this podcast. But, just never forget, the kids are the true enemy.
He basically knocked out all but knocked out the tooth that was really loose, and then all of a sudden this tooth,
which is next to it, the two front top front teeth, yeah,
at the time became loose, but it's like it wasn't ready, you know.
Mm-mm.
So now it's
still not,
it's hanging on
by a thread. I don't even what
but
would
like,
it be hanging on by,
but the thing is it's not even like it's one half is really
loose. It's like
loose
at an angle, yeah.
And then the other half is like, I'm not going. I'm not
going. No, it does not want to leave. It's like Mom and Barry. It does not want to leave the hammer's childhood behind.
He's
only 7 years old, folks. We don't need
guys,
to overreact.
No. You see, here's the thing. Everyone knows it changes once you... All the moms know. Once you like lose those baby teeth, it's never the same again.
Yeah,
and
you
I
just
mean,
start hating your kids.
In between last
Luckily,
season.
Luckily, I already
that's
have.
Not
I know.
What I'm saying. Last season, you didn't get to hear my like mental and emotional breakdown about when he graduated kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I'm going through my emotional breakdown about him going into second grade, which is like.
He's a rising second grader, right?
That's a big kid. You can't even pretend he's a baby
anymore.
No,
he's not. Second grade is not a big kid.
And Dad and Barry refuses to procreate. So here we are, stuck with nothing but maniacal boys who, like, literally, you have to say, this summer, it has turned into, like, WWE in
this
house.
It is, yeah. So now that the hammer is a little bit older and Detective Munch is a little bit older and they're both just getting a lot more physical with each other, the hammer will not stop jumping on Detective Munch's back. But one of the things I will say that I like about Detective Munch getting a little bit older is I can kind of like punch him playfully now and it won't be an issue. Like I'm going to give him like a Charlie horse or like a dead leg. Right?
I don't think
I
you
can
should
do that
really
kind of stuff.
Say, especially
it's not
like
punishment,
on the air
we're just
record.
Horsing around.
I could just punch him. No.
Not in the face or anything. Although years ago one time we were playing and I accidentally... He like grabbed my arm and it whipped and hit him in the face and he had a bloody nose. I have a photo of that somewhere. You knew about this. I put it on Instagram. Everybody knows about it.
Everybody knows.
Everybody
about
know
it.
All of
I
the
might
subscribers.
Have missed that one.
No,
sure.
I will share. I will, you know what? I'll find it. It was total accident. He was fine. A little bit of blood. You know, he had to get part of his butt removed and sewn on his nose. You know that happened to Geraldo? Was it Geraldo? Geraldo Rivera. Because
then when
somebody
something.
Threw a chair at his face and it like ripped part of his nose off, and then he had to take part of his butt skin and put on his nose.
Yes, I've heard about that operation, and that did not happen here. People,
it did not happen here. My son
I
was
mean,
totally fine. He doesn't even remember
really
it.
Really believe the things you say.
I know,
you
and
know,
that's one of the things that's fun, although
so
it could be problematic.
Ridiculous,
for
yes.
Stuff
that's
like
why,
this. Yes.
I mean, I should just be here to like be the fact checker. I'm like, I'm sorry, people at home, this is not accurate.
Everyone calm down. I'm just joking around. But I will say, so Detective Munch has had his fair share of struggles in middle school. You know, coming after having a couple of years strictly at home that kind of derailed his elementary school experience, he transitioned into middle school. And the kids at the school, or the administration at the school, was repeatedly telling us, like, this class of kids, this particular year, when they were in seventh grade and now, or when they were in sixth grade and now they're in seventh grade, is like really challenging and unruly and just like out of control. I think because they all got screwed by the pandemic.
Like, literally.
And they got robbed of their last couple of years of elementary school, which made the abrupt transition into middle school even more abrupt and traumatizing.
Well, and for those who haven't heard us lamenting about this, you know, online, or, you know, to follow us there, in New York, you do not really go to middle school with any of your friends.
So yeah, you don't just like go to the one down the street in your neighborhood at all. That's not how it works.
Right. You've been with these kids in this school and like this whole, you know, the same people for like 7 years, and it becomes like your family. And
your
then
community,
the last
yeah.
couple years of
the pandemic,
elementary
yeah.
school are really formative years where you're starting to transition a little bit and you're maturing and stuff. And a lot of these kids,
and you're like the big man on campus
home,
for a little while,
and didn't really get the opportunity to do that. And I know that Munch really felt
robbed
of that, and he's right. He totally was. And then all of a sudden you have to go to a middle school where you know no one because you get assigned to them. And he happened to get assigned to one that was really just not his vibe. And, you know, we talked to the counselors and stuff, and we dealt with a lot of issues there. And they literally called it like the Lord of the Flies class, like the worst one they've ever had. And I had chaperoned
some school events,
field trips. And I can attest that it was insane, especially the boys were freaking all over the place and like attacking each other. It was crazy, but he luckily has found his place somewhere else.
Yeah, we transferred him to a school that's better suited. Just the school is set up better, I think, for him. And
yeah, it's just
he's
better.
Just settled
so
in
he's doing
better.
You know, just in time for us to have to figure out where to send him to high school, which is even more of a nightmare
in New York City.
It's
like applying to college.
It really is.
To try to get a high school, you got to apply to a whole bunch of them. You got to hope you get in. You got to take tests, admission tests for some of them.
It's, or audition, you know.
Yeah, audition. Yeah, that's why we're going to get him into. I'm reading through the monologue that Kevin Spacey gives at the end of Seven. Innocent?
Okay.
Is that supposed to be funny? An obese man. A disgusting man who could barely stand up, right? So,
are you really excited that you got to fit that in?
You know,
you're really.
One of these times I'm going to do the whole thing, which I have about 98% of it memorized. I used to do it at parties.
I've
college.
Heard it. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
It's
I
pretty
am
good.
It's
you know what? I deliver. I think if they needed to do a stage production of it, I could maybe slide in and do it like Mark Wahlberg in Rockstar when he comes in for the. He's
well,
a singer.
Before
Nobody
we talk
about
your
anymore.
Future stage career. What else have you been working on, Dad and Barry?
Oh, is that an elegant segue for me to promote
my
book? So there's nothing to promote because it won't be out for a year. The plan is for my first book to come out, I think, just in advance of Father's Day next year, 2024. I wrote a book. It's actually, I don't know, it's almost finished. We're going through the editing process. I've never done this before. Every time I think it's done, my editor comes back and is like, no, we need to do this, we need to do that. Usually it's, you know, stop being so mean and negative. We need people to buy this book. So I have to water it down slightly, but it's still me, I think. It's about parenting, as you might suspect. If you like my blog, if you like my current Substack newsletter, please subscribe. If you like this podcast, if you like my jokes on Instagram, you know, it's more of the same.
Or if you just love to hate him.
Yeah, just buy it and burn it.
Buy it for that, yeah, seriously.
Buy it and burn it. I don't care.
Buy a whole pile, make a bonfire in the backyard.
And just be like, you know what, do what Kid Rock did with like Bud Light and like set it up on a stand and take an AK-47, is that what they're called? And just spray bullets at a whole collection of my books when it comes
that
out.
That happened?
Yeah.
That's
not all these these people come on and they just try to they shoot up some product for no reason. They usually miss really badly for a little bit of it. It's quite funny.
That sounds like you bought a lot of Bud Light. So good job, Bud
yeah,
Light.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you doing, buddy? You're just you know. I don't know. Whatever. We don't need to talk about Kid Rock anymore. Although he did write the foreword to my book, oddly enough.
Yeah, oddly enough.
No one did. I don't think I'm gonna have like a foreword from like another famous dad. Are there any other famous dads? Coach Taylor, I could get. Kyle Chandler, maybe he could do it. I don't even know if he has kids in, if he has kids in real life.
I don't know that either.
I wish he, all I know is I wish Coach Taylor were my dad. No offense to my actual dad. It was pretty good. He just wasn't a coach.
Yeah, I mean.
He never said clear eyes. Coach Taylor. To me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But I can't write your foreword?
I guess you could. I don't know. I don't think we're going to have a foreword, but maybe I'll bring it up to my editor. Can Mom and Buried write my foreword? Where you are basically reassure everybody that most of the stuff I'm about to say is a little bit exaggerated because I'm not, I don't actually hate my
You're
kids.
You're not as big of an asshole as you come off as, quite.
I don't know. You know what? That's for you to say.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
It really depends on the day. But, you know, I am proud of you for writing it, even if sometimes you were a huge pain in the ass while you were doing it.
Well, it was hard. It was really accelerated. Even my editor has said, you know, the process, we raced through it. It took a little while to get the contract settled in, and then the actual deadlines I had to hit, which I did not hit, were really quick. And then once I missed them and I was late, it made every other deadline even quicker. And hopefully, you know, last time I sent it to her, I thought I was done. She may be coming back with more. But you know, we have almost a year to get this thing buttoned up. So mark it down. Once there's like advance, once you can like buy it in advance, which I think you can do, I'll send out a link, but that'll probably be a few months. But you can get updates in my newsletter on Substack. On Fridays, I have book updates. I don't know how many I'm going to have. And we're probably not gonna have a Friday one next week unless you let me write my newsletter while we're on vacation.
I will not be letting you do that. That is not going
to
happen.
So we did want to talk real quickly. So last year, last September, when the podcast was on break, we went to Disney World. And I had been...
First time
with our kids. And I had been dreading it because it's super expensive and it is super hot. And you have to like get up at 7 in the morning and go balls to the wall for like 12 hours straight just to like hit every ride and do all the stuff you want to do. And I was stressed about it. And the planning of it is insane. It's like Mom and Barry, basically, it's like having a job, having to plan it. And you used like a Disney travel person, right?
I did, yes. And
it was still a ton of work.
I planned it. That was clear, right?
You planned it, yes. Yeah.
Me and my travel person. And I actually had planned it for the year prior when Munch was turning 10. And because of like a big outbreak at that time, I don't know if it was Omicron or Delta. Who can keep track?
All the names, yeah.
And Florida got hit hard. We had to
I wonder
push
why.
It a year. That was a bummer. But it was a lot of planning and a nightmare. But
so we
that planning really helped out when we got there, man.
It did help out. So we planned. We did it around kid. We had a couple of days off and a weekend because we didn't do it a traditional like spring break or winter break time because it's even more expensive then.
Right.
We were worried about it was going to be too hot if we did it in the heart of the summer. So we pushed it to the end of September, where there were some school holidays, and there weren't quite as many people there, and it wasn't quite as hot. Although there were still a lot of people, and it was still quite hot, so it wasn't like a miracle cure,
right? Yeah,
but I think it worked out pretty well for us. And
compared to like what we've seen people taking pictures, especially around spring break and stuff, right after the pandemic was like slowing down, and it seemed like it was just a sea of people. We did it around like the Jewish holidays that we have off here in New York. And it happens to coincide with
a weekend.
Munch's
and his birthday.
Birthday is around there. And so we surprised him with making his own lightsaber, which he was very excited about.
Yeah, it's been like in the closet for like 8 months.
I think he
it was a cool experience.
It.
Yeah. It actually got banged up on the plane ride back because you can't really ship it. And
no, they actually say to ship it, but it's very expensive.
We didn't ship it because it was too expensive.
Well, he also
we brought
didn't
it on the
want
plane.
It to like out of his sight.
But I will say,
it doesn't matter.
I will say, I loved Disney World. We had a ton of fun the whole trip. You just have to kind of know what you're in for and be like, all right, I paid for this. I'm gonna do it. We're gonna maximize the experience. You get up at like 7 and you get to the park 7:38, and you just buzz through, do everything you can. We did have a couple of. Well, we had like the genie or the lightning pass or whatever. And because of Mom and Barry's MS, we were able to get a disability pass. And if you have the bar for that is surprisingly low, right? In order to qualify for it, there are just you don't need to have like a chronic illness. There are a handful of other legitimate conditions or issues you might have where they seem like they will allow for a fair amount of those if you apply for it and ask for it.
For instance, I would have never thought of this. And I mean, it's literally the first time in history that I have actually said
used,
was honest about having MS, because it would be a problem for me to spend like
to stand in line in
for
the
like
heat.
3 hours in the heat the whole time. That would be a problem for me. And also, it would be a problem for, and I never thought about this, a kid with ADHD, and that is a qualifying condition. So you have a child like Detective Munch who will bounce off the walls and
cannot stand
and
in
cannot
line.
Do it, like he would honestly, he has in the past been like, it's not worth it.
Yeah,
it could be the thing he dreams of, but he can't physically do it. They were so accommodating at Disney World. I was so impressed.
Oh, the customer service is incredible.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, everyone was like their happiest self. It really was.
Yeah. And
the most magical place.
It was very fun. And I would say if you have any way to get any of those passes, regardless of whatever level, they can be a lifesaver, because you get to kind of program your day a little bit more. And it's just, I don't know. Yeah, there is something about like Magic Kingdom itself. And then we did Star Wars World at Disney World, where he made the lightsaber. And some of the rides were cool. But that was very much like, they're not like actual roller coasters. You're like sitting on a platform and the screen moves. And some of those were pretty good, especially if you're into Star Wars. We didn't do the hotel thing because we're not millionaires. And I guess they're discontinued the hotel.
The Star Wars hotel.
So we missed out on that. And then we did Universal Studios for a couple of days, which is a little bit more of like, not necessarily an adult amusement park, but there's more like hardcore roller coasters that they don't totally have at Disney World, at least not at like Magic Kingdom.
Well, and the Hammer was not quite tall enough.
Yeah,
like
for
he would
some
be
of those
now.
More
so
legit ones.
He was kind of out, and I did think, Harry Potter World was really
cool. That was
cool.
Harry
we really
Potter
loved
World,
that,
yeah.
But otherwise was not blown away.
No,
Universal outside
we
of
much
that.
Preferred Disney World. Just the whole vibe. Like you get to, especially you get to Magic Kingdom, and you're just like, oh, I'm in Disney World, and there's just the whole vibe and the customer service and
I
all
know.
That stuff. And at Universal, it's just more like a blown out amusement park, like a good amusement park
like
with
a
lot of rides and
or
good
something.
Rides. Yeah, you don't have the same atmosphere that Disney brings, which it was worth it. Not necessarily worth it to go again, even though Mama Buried wants to, since we had so much fun. But
well, and especially because the Hammer couldn't do as much stuff, and I would like to spend more time. And guys, if anyone needs a minute to like pick them up off. Themselves up off the floor, because Dad and Barry just was positive and happy for like 5 straight minutes.
And about
talking.
Taking the kids and to Disney
about
World, no less.
Taking his children to Disney World in Florida in like 95 degree heat, compose yourself. I'm
you know
as
what?
Shocked as you are.
I contain
but it
multitudes.
Wonderful.
I contain multitudes. So I will say, going to Disney World with your kids and going on a family vacation, as everybody knows, is not really a vacation. It's a trip. We did have fun, but it wasn't exactly relaxing. And now this summer, even though they've only been out of school, I guess just about a full month now, we have about a month and a half to go. Hasn't been the most relaxing summer for us either, although we have some things in store that we're hoping could help out. But it's just been a lot of planning and practical adult stuff that we've had to do, and lots of like doctor's appointments and orthodontist appointments, because Detective Munch has braces, although now he has a retainer.
I don't know. I feel like I'm constantly going to some sort of like doctor's appointments and or running errands to pick up things or do things.
Or bringing
that
the kids
aren't even
to the
like
doctor or to the
mine.
Dentist.
It's usually me.
Yeah.
I'm usually the one who needs all of the doctor appointments. And now it's just nonstop bullshit. And here I am.
And you love summer.
I love summer. I love summer with the kids. I am insane. I love to do something that I call mom camp, which is when the kids are not in camp. I'm the camp. I am the camp.
Mom camp.
Yes.
She runs. She's the counselor. You do all the arts and crafts,
counselor,
you plan
director.
Everything. I'm at work, or I have to go into the office at least twice a week, or I'm working here. So it's helpful for me when you run mom camp and take the kids out of the house so I can finish work. It's also helpful for me that you do it, because I can't do arts and crafts or anything like that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not even that many arts and crafts, guys. I don't know why you keep saying that. It's more like field trips and things. Like mm-hmm. we'll make a calendar, and it'll be like, okay, on Monday we're doing this, Tuesday this, Wednesday this, and we'll have some weeks like this splattered throughout the summer. And this week I did get to do, since Hammer was in an actual camp, we got to do a one-on-one. I got to do a one-on-one, though, with Munch.
Detective Munch, yeah.
Which was nice, because, you know, we don't do a lot of things. We don't have a lot of time where we're one-on-one with them.
Well, you did a couple of things. You went to the movies with them.
We went to the movies.
What movie? Theater camp. You don't even remember.
Theater camp. So we could totally nerd out. What was like 5
about
days
ago? About kids who go to theater camp? Is that what the movie's
yes,
about?
Yes, it was, yes.
It's about the counselors slash adults and the kids, and it's a big ensemble
thing. We really bond over the theater, which brings me to, on Wednesday, the real cool thing we did was we went to see Kimberly Akimbo on Broadway, which was awesome, especially if you have a tween. It was the best musical winner this year, for those who don't know. My professional background, I used to work with Broadway musicals and musical theater. And
not on stage, not on stage.
No, not acting, sorry, like marketing and PR.
No singing and dancing, no acting.
No, yes, right, that musical would fail. So that was really nice, and I don't know, we did some other crap, but it was nice to just be able to hang out.
We did some other crap. That's how I feel about doing stuff with the kids. Ah, we did a bunch of crap.
But it's fun to do mom camp, and it just feels like here we are halfway through summer, and I'm just starting to be able to do that.
So you did mom camp, and you had some one-on-one time with Detective Munch, because, as you mentioned, the Hammer was in an actual day camp for a week, and he went to Camp Half-Blood, which is like the Percy Jackson... Greek mythology, demigod.
Yeah, here in Brooklyn, they have this camp, Camp Half-Blood, which is kind of awesome. They, like, make their own weapons, and, like, they build, like, forts, and they have all these challenges, and he had so much fun. He was exhausted at the end of every day.
Yep.
I've heard about this camp for years. It used to be you couldn't get in at all, but now they've made it big enough that, like, they just take over half the park. And, you know, I wondered... I had to make several, that's my arts and crafts. I had to make several weapons
swords,
this week.
Yeah. A trident.
To help
really
out.
Really badass trident.
A trident, yeah.
Because he dressed up as Poseidon, because there was a day you could dress up as your favorite god
your
or whatever.
Godly parent. Mm-hmm. So it is really cool. But, you know, we were just talking about how the Hammer all of a sudden is just like attacking his brother nonstop and really aggressive.
Why would this happen?
Huh, that's so weird. Anyway... He just ended weapons camp.
Pretty much. Every day he would come back and be like, we had this battle and that battle and sword fighting and all that stuff. And we're
and
like,
it
wait.
Ends with like an
why
Olympics.
Is he being so aggressive lately? I don't know. Maybe because we paid for him to learn how to be.
I know. Now he wants to go back another time. But,
he did love it. And we'll see if he goes back another time because these camps are expensive as hell.
Holy
even the
shit.
Day camps. Are expensive. Obviously, we live in New York. Maybe it's a little bit more expensive than it would be in like Iowa or whatever. But... Even just the day camp for a week was really expensive. We have friends who sent their kids to sleepover camp, and we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars
what
to send your
kids. What was it,
like 8,000 a kid for a month.
Yeah.
Right?
That's like, guys, did you hear that?
8,000 a kid for a month, sleepaway camp. But hey, on the plus side, it means the kids are not at home with you for an entire month.
I'm like still just, my jaw is just dropping. I'm thinking about that. Just, I can't. I just cannot put my head around it.
Well,
but,
you know what? When my book blows up next year and they make a TV series out of it, and then soon there's camps like Dad and Buried Camp where you learn how to hate your children.
I don't think anyone is going to that camp.
We'll make millions. I would go to that camp. Learn how to hate your kids from the best.
Yeah. So here also in New York, you know, we have friends that go to like the Catskills and they'll like rent a cabin and put their kids in day camp and it's cheaper than just staying in New York.
Yeah, right. Just living in New York.
Camp.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always trying to drag you away. And so we are going to do some of that.
We do have a couple of trips planned this year. At the end of August, we're going to Cape Cod. So I lived in Boston for a long time and got to know Cape Cod through some friends. And we've almost, it was a tradition for a while where every year we were going. And then last year we mixed it up. Last year we went to the Outer Banks in North Carolina, which is like the North Carolina version of Cape Cod, where once you get to that section, it just feels like vacation. The air is different. It's just like a beach community kind of thing.
And I loved going to the Outer Banks, especially because it was a little bit more walkable and things like that. But it's a little bit too far this year, and it's nice that we're going to get to volume.
The problem
back and
with
forth.
The Cape, even though I love the area, I love the people, the Northeast is more my vibe. I love the character of the beaches, there's huge dunes, they're all really cool and unique. But you have to drive your car and the parking lots fill up early. So if you don't get there early enough, you might not get in, or you have to wait in line for people to leave. And then you got to lug all your kids' supplies all the way up and down these long paths. At the Outer Banks, you just walked from the hotel straight to the beach. Like,
yeah,
it was like 50 feet walk.
It was amazing.
That convenience was nice.
You're right.
We're back to the Cape this summer.
That we're talking about it. I remember my favorite Cape beach, which is probably still my favorite. Like, the last time we were there, we were getting
huge
there. Like,
dune?
Well, no, not that one. It's what's it called? Like, Coast Guard Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a beautiful beach, but it's got one of the smallest parking lots. And we got there at like 9 a.m. We showed up with coffee and hoodies.
Ready to
because
rock.
I was
it's
like,
it's going to be chilly this early.
I got to freaking be there. I mean, the fog hadn't lifted because it's just like,
and there were no
this
spots.
Is my favorite. I must be here now. Yeah.
And then you're there for like 10 hours. Stand in line in your car, or you sit in your car in line waiting for people to hop out. It's not easy. It's not easy. But we're hoping, because we're going late in the season, that maybe maybe it'll be a little bit better. Because we're trying to find a little bit of relaxation time for ourselves, because all the stuff we're doing for our kids, as anybody with kids knows, it's really hard to relax at any time. And summer is for the kids these days, let's be honest. Like, the reason the kids... we think so fondly of summer is because we used to have it off and we no longer do. And now I just work and I'm a parent, and summer is not synonymous with vacation and stuff anymore.
Right.
Unless you carve out that time and make sure you go, which Mama Buried usually twists my arm and makes me go. I'm not good at like planning that stuff. So we got Cape Cod planned. And then we have a big special trip we're actually going on. I don't know when you'll hear this. I think we'll probably be there when this is released. But we are going to Cancun. We're partnering with a marketing travel agency, right, that hooked us up with a trip to a resort in Cancun. We are bringing our kids, but there's a kids club. So there's hope that we can send them to the kids club. And we can have some time to ourselves and relax by the pool. We are going to be recording a podcast on site, and we will be filming that, so you'll be able to see
how
the background.
Amazing it is.
We don't know what the setup exactly for the podcast is going to be like, but one of the reasons we're going is we were already looking at a trip to this part, to hotel. It's Hotel Paradisus, right? And it's in Cancun, not the party section of Cancun. This is a pretty isolated. It's a resort. We're in the resort the whole time. We're not going to be wandering around.
And they have an awesome section that is like catering to families and trying to make it as relaxing as possible. So
we'll have a lot
sure
more
we'll be
detail
talking
about
a lot
it.
About
yeah,
that.
When
yes,
we're there and we
definitely.
Experience it. But we are going to the ruins. We're going to visit some of the ruins in Cancun. It's not in Cancun.
No,
it's
that's
on the Riviera Maya. And,
yeah. There are a couple ruins we will visit. One of them is in the middle of the jungle, in the middle in the middle of summer,
hot.
So it should be nice and balmy, which I know Dad and Barry will be excited about.
Oh, I can't.
We're already looking at
that. Can't wait to lose some weight just walking.
The reason we...
Wait, I can't.
That is because Detective Munch is really into all kinds of mythology we were just talking about.
So we sent the hammer to Camp Half-Blood, and Detective Munch is going to like the same camp, like the older version of that camp, which is all based around mythology. And he's into Mayan mythology as well. And there's Mayan ruins that we're going to be visiting.
Yes. And just he even loves just like the ancient civilization and everything. It was really cool. When he got into Percy Jackson, he loved it so much that he started
reading all the associated books.
Yes.
Egyptian mythology, Norse mythology,
Roman.
Mayan mythology, Roman, everything. Yeah.
So this is great. So when Hotel Paradisus, you know, reached out to us and wanted to partner and said, you know, it's a little bit of paradise we'd love to invite you to and relax. And we're like, I don't know how relaxing it will be, but
yeah,
we are
we'll
going
see.
To give it a shot.
But
it
it's
honestly
synergy.
Looks
you know, it's
like
synergy.
It looks like one of the best shots we can have for it. Definitely more relaxing than Disney. And it looks gorgeous. We cannot wait to show you it.
Definitely more relaxing than Disney. I remember I was looking at my steps that I was taking every day at Disney. I would be like 25,000 steps just walking around the parks and stuff. I'm hoping I'll be doing a lot less walking around.
My goal is like 8 steps a day. from, you know, our room.
8 steps to the pool.
The pool or beach.
To the bar.
No, not to the bar. they have servers for that, so I don't need to get up for that. They've got that covered. And it looks like they have amazing all-inclusive restaurants and stuff, so I might have to get up for food. I might have to go higher than 8, but I'm going to work real hard on keeping it low.
It's all about the kids' zone or the kids' club or whatever it's called, where we're going to be ditching the kids. Well, they can have fun without us.
And I know the Hammer will be really into that because he's a really great joiner. Detective Munch is
not
like,
so much.
I will stay in the room. And I'm like, whatever.
You're not staying. Yeah, right, fine. Vacation rules apply. Do whatever you want. Because look. The fact of the matter is he's 12. He's going to be 13 in September.
Like a month.
So we need to use this trip to get re-energized and to rejuvenate ourselves and get ready for the battle that will be the teenage years.
Oh, yeah. Because, guys, especially, you know what? This immersive down and buried experience that will be coming this fall, I've been testing out the tween dad and buried experience. That's any indicator of what the teen dad and buried experience, you'll want to book yours now because it is going to be nothing if not entertaining as long as you can go home and not live here afterwards.
So the good news is I did get a mouth guard so that I don't grit my teeth during my sleep because I'm going to be gritting the hell out of those teeth dealing with a teenager. Because to be honest, it feels to me like he's already a teenager. And he has been for a while, if not a few months.
I think that maybe he's advanced.
Yeah, he might be advanced. He's advanced at being a pain in the ass, you know, as a tween. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know how much worse it can get when he becomes a teenager, but you got to gird your loins for that one, right? Like from Devil Wears Prada. Remember that? Gird your loins.
Yes.
You remember that?
I do.
Anybody else?
My loins are girded. I think I will be okay.
Do you?
You know what? This is we have a triangle of despair here, or frustration, I guess, where Dad and Barry will get frustrated with
Detective Munch.
I get frustrated with Dad and Barry. And
Detective Munch gets frustrated with Dad and Barry. Everybody's pretty much just
frustrated with me.
That you're frustrated at me because you'll give the kid the benefit of the doubt instead of me. You know, this is going to be a future episode. We're going to have a couple of future episodes.
There'll be a lot to cover.
You know, about butting heads with one of your kids who's a lot like you, unfortunately, because it's really disgusting to be confronted with yourself all the time and realize how much you suck. I think I have an old meme about that.
Yeah. It's hard to look in the mirror.
A little miniature version of me, except he's not as funny.
So imagine how it must feel if you're me and I get two. I get two.
One and a half. So, yeah, so I am positive. So people for years have been like commenting on my stuff, being like, oh, I hope you still have your, you know, your blog and your Instagram when you have teenagers because I can't wait to hear you go through that. Well, guess what? We're about a month away, about 2 months away from me having an official teenager and seeing how that goes. I, for one, am not looking forward to it.
Right, exactly. So what, like, subscribe, and stay tuned? Isn't that what they say?
I guess so. So yeah, so look, this was our first episode back in a little while, and we're going to be recording a new one from Hotel Paradisus in Cancun. So please like and subscribe and get ready to hear all about that trip.
The Buried in Paradise. Who doesn't want to see that?
This should be a movie. But, you know, as we get back into the swing of things with the podcast, we do want to know, what do you guys want to hear about? Do you want to hear more about dealing with, you know, tweens or middle school? Do you want to hear more about as he transitions into being a teenager and what that's like? Do you want to hear more? You know, occasionally we've gotten serious about ADHD and, you know, the challenges that in particular I have parenting a child with ADHD, and stuff like that, or you just want to hear, you know, we used to open it up and I would put out questions on my Instagram and I would ask a question or two and then we'd use listener responses. We can do some of that again.
Yeah.
We're going to start having guests at some point.
Pepper that in. Yeah. Yes. We've talked about guests as well.
If you want to hear more about my book, you know, maybe I can, you know, occasionally read an excerpt from my book once in a while if you want.
A dramatic reading.
Some dulcet tones. I can do that whole 7 monologue that I did a little bit of earlier.
Ooh. Could I be the one who does your, like, book on tape, and I'll do it in, like, your voice?
No, I don't want... Can you give me a little taste of what you doing my voice would be like?
No, I gotta think about it.
You gotta workshop it?
Yeah, I gotta workshop it. And I gotta have a manuscript. you know, that's something that Detective Munch would love to do.
It ain't easy being me, right? So, you know, good luck trying to step into those shoes.
Yeah, well, they are big shoes to fill.
They are big shoes. Not as big as my head, which my parents, well, not my parents, with my kids and my wife are constantly telling me how big my head is. That's not
true.
I don't
really constantly tell you. I've told you like once, and it's just fact.
It's not, my head is not that big.
Abnormally large.
My friend Brendan has a much larger head. But anyway, if you want to hear more about the size of my head, if you want to hear anything from Mama Buried about, you know, taking kids to Broadway shows, even though I'm the one who stood in line in the scorching heat, surrounded by Post Malone fans, while it also rained, to get discount tickets in Times Square, which is literal hell on earth. If you are going on vacation this summer
to New York,
don't go to Times Square. Yeah. I mean, look, if you've never been, walk through it, take your photos. Just do not go back to Midtown the whole rest of the trip. You don't need to.
I guess if you need to, but you can get those photos online. They're widely available.
You know what? For a small fee, I will actually go there and take some photos for you.
Yeah, we can send you some, you know?
Photoshop you in?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you should do with, what is that, Cameo?
Cameo,
you
yeah.
You should sell cameos at Times Square.
Hey, I'm here in Times Square.
There
Great.
You go.
It sucks. I'm here so you don't have to be, because it's a literal nightmare. And all the people here are just all tourists, and there's 8 million of them. And
it smells weird. It always smells so
don't
weird.
Don't get it. Look, we love living in New York City. We love living in Brooklyn. We stay
but
the
Times
hell away from Midtown
Square
and Times Square.
Is
if we
not
can.
New York City.
Although the kids like it because there's big screens and there's an M&M store.
No, our kids don't like it.
Our kids don't
or
like
at least
it
Detective Munch doesn't.
Yeah.
He's just like, this is overwhelming. He did like the Coca-Cola board.
What's the Coca-Cola board?
I don't know. It just runs Coca-Cola ads.
In Superman 2, when they have a fight in Times Square, he spins Zod around and throws him into a Coca-Cola screen.
Maybe that's what he was
saying.
Maybe
that's it.
I couldn't hear him over just all of the horrible people.
Now I want to watch Superman 2 again. What a great movie. So you know what? To quote Superman 2, I'm sorry we've been away for so long. We won't let you down again. The podcast, you don't even know what I'm talking about. You know, we're going to have to, it's at the end, when he apologizes to the president for letting Zod destroy the White House.
Okay, oh I remember it like it was yesterday. But it is so good to be back.
New equipment, hopefully we sound better. As fucking goddamn funny as ever, I think.
Yeah, yes.
We've got a lot to bitch about. Sometimes I'll be bitching alongside Pete. Sometimes you'd think it would be easier for you and I to get on the same page and like find time to record. But like for like a week, we've been like, we got to record, we got to record, we got to record. And you know what? Life gets in the way. Kids get in the way.
Yeah.
Naps get in the way.
Children. I mean,
being hungover gets in the way.
I should be napping right now. But you know what?
We're going to do
this
family movie night.
This is how much I love you
instead.
Guys.
Yeah.
I'm awake. Look and glad
you.
To be back.
You know you're going to fall asleep during whatever movie we put on.
100%. And every mom out there can relate.
Well, I'm looking forward to nudging you awake, because if I have to watch whatever the Jurassic World Dominion or whatever we're going to end up watching, you have to watch it too. All right? So we will be back. The next one we record, we will be recording in Paradise at Hotel Paradisus in Cancun. We'll have a lot of information about that. Please like, subscribe. Listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Follow me on Substack. Follow the both of us on Instagram. And we will be back in a week or two.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Peace.